peace and justice advocate and writer, a great scholar and imam of Islamic Society of York Region. He's the editor of Crescent Magazine and director of the Institute of Contemporary Islamic Thought. Please welcome Brother Zafar Bangash.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and peace to all of you. First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming out in this month of Ramadan. Instead of sitting in the mosques, you have come out in the field. What you are doing is fulfilling the sunnah of the noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, remember, the messenger of Allah during his lifetime, in virtually every Ramadan, he was out in the field confronting the mushrikeen, either in the battle of Badr or digging the trench for defense before the battle of Ahzab, or marching with thousands of his supporters to liberate Makkah. Today we march to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. That is our struggle.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Amina ya Rahba!
Brothers and sisters, you know, we were denied permission to speak or hold our rally at Queen's Park.
We don't want it anymore.
Now, we have been holding our rallies for the last 25 years from there. And the sergeant at arms and their security people said that they have safety concerns. I challenge them, if they have any fairness, if they have any brains, if they have any integrity, to tell us whether we damaged a twig of a tree in the last 25 years.
Oh!
Where is the threat coming from? The threat is coming from those thugs over there. Those thugs that are dwindling in number, and a day will come when they will not be able to show their faces, because Zionism is destined to the dustbin of history. Brothers and sisters, we are very honored and very grateful for the honorable rabbis to join us today. You know, it is their Sabbath. They cannot speak, but they are honorable enough to come and stand shoulder to shoulder with us. These are the kinds of bridges that we need to build. We have our friends from the Canadian Peace Alliance. We have our brothers and sisters from the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War. We have our representatives from the Christian community. We have representatives from other faith communities. We are building bridges in order to build a better Canada. But I'm afraid Stephen Harper and now even Kathleen Wynne is taking Canada in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Said that Palestine is occupied territory. Then it became the United States Congress that was occupied territory. Now it has become Queen's Park that has become Zionist occupied territory. So brothers and sisters, here is your challenge. We have to reclaim our rights and our dignity in Canada as equal citizens. We are taxpayers. We are law-abiding citizens. We have not violated any laws. We do not intend to violate any laws. If we wanted to, we could have beaten the crap out of those thugs, but we don't believe in that. We believe in peace and justice, and nobody can silence us. We will continue to speak on behalf of the oppressed Palestinian people. But brothers and sisters, mark my words, that day is drawing very near when Palestine, the whole of Palestine, would be freed from Zionist occupation. Okay, thank you. Be free. Palestine will be free. No.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free. And let me conclude with this. what is our vision for Palestine. We don't want an ethnically cleansed Palestine as the Zionists want to ethnically cleanse it. We will welcome the Jewish people, we will welcome the Christian people, we will welcome everybody to live as equal citizens in Palestine with us. We do not believe in ethnic cleansing. In fact, look at Islamic history. Whenever the Jewish community was persecuted anywhere in the world, it was the Muslims that provided them protection and shelter. Yes. That is an honor for us. That is our obligation, because we are the people of the last and final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have obligation to all the faith communities. We do not want to ethnically cleanse anybody. We want a Palestine in which everybody will live as equal citizens. And we, as Muslims and non-Muslims in Canada, will continue to march until the day that Palestine is free. And I believe that that day is very near, because those thugs are getting really desperate. So brothers and sisters, make sure that you are out in the field every Good Friday, because unless and until we are out, this issue can be swept under the rug, and that is not something that we want. So you have an obligation, not only to the Palestinian people, but it is your Islamic obligation to be present in the field for the sake of justice. Thank you, and may God bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, also I would like to thank once again each and every one of you, our sisters, our children, our brothers, our elderly, our friends, rabbis, our friends from the Jewish community, friends from the Canadian Peace Alliance, and friends from other communities. And from our friends from Hamilton, particularly Ken Stone and his family, and the brothers from Hamilton. You know, we have got brothers from Kitchener as well joining this rally. So we thank all of you, because you made a tremendous effort to make this rally a tremendous success. And look at this, that woman, Kathleen Wynne, is going to now shed tears because she doesn't know where to hide. She can launch her Israel rally, but this rally is going to beat all of their immoral and illegal and unjustified behavior. So once again, thank you very much. May God bless you.
From the river to the sea.